Welcome to Veterans Radio Hour. I
am the Eye of the Storm. With host Mark Eli and co-host Eric Fry. For the right, right moment to strike, crawl you like a
cobra. Welcome to Veterans Radio Hour, where stories bloom like memories whispered through the ages. We are your hosts, Mark Eli and Eric Fry, and today we're stepping into the tapestry of time to uncover the roots of Veteran Service Organizations, or VSOs. These beacons of solidarity and brotherhood that rise like lighthouses through history's fog. If you have ever heard of the American Legion, the VFW, which is the Veterans of Foreign Wars, or the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, you know there's more to them than brick walls and flags fluttering in the wind. Behind these names are stories, raw, human stories of sacrifice, hope, and a refusal to leave any man or woman behind. So how did these titans of service come to be? Why do they endure steadfast as old oaks, still sheltering generations beneath their branches? Come with Eric and I. Let us wander through the footsteps of time.
The origins of veteran service organizations.
Before the echoes of cannons fell silent, even before the first flag of our young nation was sown, there was a bond between soldiers, an unspoken promise to look out for each other. That promise lived on long after the battlefields were emptied. In 1783, when the muskets of the Revolutionary War grew cold, a group of officers formed the Society of the Cincinnati. They knew they were more than men who fought together. They were brothers tied by struggle and survival. But bonds like that needed nurturing. And soon after the Civil War, when the country itself was fractured, came the Grand Army of the Republic in 1866. The GAR wasn't just a group. It was a chorus of voices demanding pensions, respect, and recognition for Union soldiers who fought to preserve the Union. It carved Memorial Day into the heart of America. The GAR told veterans they were not alone. And though time faded the uniforms, their purpose remained, ready to rise again when the world needed it most. But what about the Confederate soldiers? In the South, veterans who wore gray formed their own group in 1889, United Confederate Veterans, or the UCV. The UCV provided a place for Confederate soldiers to share stories, remember their cause, and support each other in the difficult years after the war. Unlike their Union counterparts, Confederate veterans faced a harsh reality. They were denied federal pensions or compensation. The federal government saw supporting former Confederates as aiding rebellion, and the Union's victory meant Confederate states had to shoulder the burden of supporting their own veterans. The UCV worked to fill that void, helping veterans find dignity and brotherhood despite the financial hardships imposed by their defeat.
Abraham Lincoln and the price of helping veterans.
Now let's step back to the time of Abraham Lincoln. As the Civil War raged on, Lincoln understood that veterans returning home would need help navigating the system to receive their rightful benefits. In 1862, Lincoln approved a measure allowing $5 to be paid to anyone who helped a veteran file a claim for a pension or compensation. It was a small but essential step to make sure veterans weren't lost in the maze of bureaucracy. By 1863, the law was amended. If the person assisting the veteran was an attorney, they would be paid $10 for their service. This change acknowledged the complexity of filing claims and the need for professional help. It also laid the groundwork for a system that could be exploited, creating a need for oversight and reform, a need that veteran service organizations would later fill.
The evolution of the Veterans Administration.
Out of these early years to care for veterans came the roots of the Veterans Administration, or what is called the VA. The VA story begins with Abraham Lincoln's promise, a solemn vow captured in his second inaugural address in 1865, to care for whom who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. In 1930, the VA was officially formed by combining the Bureau of Pensions, the National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers, and the Veterans Bureau. For the first time, veterans services were under one roof. But this evolution didn't happen in isolation. It was fueled by relentless advocacy of VSOs like the GAR, the American Legion, and the VFW. During the Great Depression, veteran groups pushed for fair treatment and support. Their voices led to reforms that expanded benefits, improved medical care, and ensured that veterans' sacrifices were honored, not just in words, but in action. In 1989, the Veterans Administration was elevated to a cabinet-level department, becoming the Department of Veterans Affairs. This change underscored the importance of veterans cares as a national priority. Today, the VA services millions of veterans, offering health care, disability compensation, education, and more. But the VA's evolution is inseparable from the influences of the VSOs, the organizations that held the government accountable and fought to ensure Lincoln's promise was kept.
The birth of American Legion.
And rise they did. In 1919, when the world reeled from the first mechanized nightmare called World War I, millions of doughboys came home, their eyes haunted by the trenches, their bodies bearing wounds both seen and unseen. In Paris, where streets still smelled of gunpowder, a group of American officers met beneath the shadow of a war's memory. Their goal? To make sure no veteran ever faced the world alone again. They called it the American Legion. By September 1919, Congress gave it wings with a charter. The Legion stood on four pillars, solid as bedrock. Pillar one, Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, because healing doesn't end when the war does. Pillar two, National Security, because freedom isn't free and vigilant is its price. Pillar three, Americanism, to honor the land that sent them forth. And the fourth pillar, children and youth, because tomorrow's dreams matter as much as today's sacrifices. In 1944, the Legion's voice thundered through Congress and gave us the GI Bill, a golden key that unlocked education and homes for veterans. A thank you carved in legislation.
The legacy and importance of VSOs.
So why do these organizations matter? Because promises matter. Because no veteran should be a solitary figure against the winds of hardship. The American Legion, the VFW, and the DAV, they're not just names on plaques. They're living bonds of brotherhood, voices that refuse to be silenced, and hearts that keep beating for each other. If you are a veteran, find your place among them. Strength, they say, is in numbers. It is also in knowing you are not alone.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the echoes of service and sacrifice. If this story moved you, share it. Until next time, stand tall, stay connected, and thank you deeply for your service.
One, two, three, four, hey!
Thank you for joining Veterans Radio Hour. This is Mark Eli and Eric Fry. Join us next month for another exciting episode.
In the groove.
Here we go.
All the way.
All the way.
Every day.
Every day.